Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. We read this instance of the Battle of Uhud, and there are great lessons in there. A few we will try and recap, and also to remember this incident, for the ayat in front will be only be able to understood properly if we remember this incident. And that was that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in the Battle of Uhud came out personally and put the lines of the Muslims in place on the battlefield, who must stand where, how they must, what their lines of attack, the plans, everything Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam personally arranged it. He also noticed then, very important, that at the back in the mountain pass, there was a path that if that is not guarded, the enemy could attack from there. So he appointed 50 Sahaba to guard that, and gave them very clear instructions that you people are to remain here until my notice comes to you. Till I send somebody to you that now you can leave this pass and you don't have to guard it, you must just stay here. So there were 50 people under the amirship of Abdullah ibn Rawaha radiallahu ta'ala anhu or some other Sahabi. The battle started, and in the battle, one of the kuffar had an opportunity, and he hurled a piece of rock at Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which injured Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. One of his tooth also became shaheed; it fell out, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam lost a lot of blood, and because of that, he became unconscious and he fell in a hole there. When he was down in the hole and he could not be seen, then the kuffar, somebody from them, announced and shouted that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam has been made shaheed. And in fact, that person who hurled that rock, he had the opportunity and he wanted to make Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam shaheed. But a Sahabi who was there fought tooth and nail, and he fought very hard and protected Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasalam. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when this news spread that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam has become shaheed, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were out of their mind that Nabi, they loved the hate for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. So they all went pell mell, and in that middle of the munafiqeen said that if Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is not alive anymore, let us go back to our old deen. So there was all confrontation and confusion from all four sides. And the Sahaba had lost their mind also, and they were running in all directions. When Nabi Ali Sadatu Wasalam gained consciousness again, and he came out, and then he announced that I am Allah's Nabi, I am alive. And he called the Sahaba to come around him. At that time they came to their senses. But in the end, the kuffar, who were defeated in that battle, and they were running away, but Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was the leader, the general of the kuffar, he noticed the pass in the rear. At that time, the Sahaba thought that that the battle has been won, and the Sahaba are collecting the spoils, the booty of war. So we must also go down and collect the booty of war. The Amir warned them that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave clear instruction that you people must not move from here until I send word to you. Until that time, don't leave here. They said that all that was till the battle was on. Now that the battle is over, the kuffar are all running away, everything is finished, now we can go down. He said, if that is your understanding, that is up to you. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's instructions, as we understood it, we are not to leave yet. 12 of the Sahaba remained there. The others, 38, they left from there and they went down. Khalid ibn Walid saw that the pass is being unguarded, and just a few people, and he came with a huge cavalry, the warriors on horses, and they attacked from the back. These Sahaba fought tooth and nail until they all became shaheed. Mm. Now this, when they attacked from the back, and the kuffar who were running away in front, when they saw that Muslims are engaged with those people from the back, so they also turned around to come and attack again. In this way, the Muslims got sandwiched between the two groups of the kuffar. And it was a very, very fierce battle at that time. However, Allah Ta'ala gave help again, and then the kuffar started leaving the battlefield again, and they went away. So this incident teaches us many lessons. One was that in the ayah that Allah revealed at that time, that your object of life is not Nabi. He directs you to your object of life, to Allah Ta'ala. But a Nabi is not your God, he's not Allah. And your deen is most important, and you have to prepare with your deen for Allah Ta'ala, to please Allah Ta'ala. That is one great lesson that we should learn from here. And the other is to adherence to Sunnah. Adherence to every command of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Like Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told that they must stay on that point, they must not move from there. Even misunderstanding with sincerity, but misunderstanding causes great, great harm. Therefore, it is very important to have the knowledge of deen and then the proper understanding of that knowledge. Just knowledge alone is not enough. You have to have the proper understanding of it also. And if we do, if we don't follow the sunnah, we can see that a battle that was a great victory, it changed into a complete defeat, in which 70 sahaba became shaheed, in which Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu became shaheed. So the importance of sunnah in all our lives. For example, in namaz, when we stand, we don't stand on the line. We are standing behind the line or in front of the line. We are spoiling our own namaz and the whole jamaat's namaz. Because that whole jamaat, the line is not, they are not standing on a straight line. So we will never get the true benefits of namaz, though we might think it of as a small thing, but it spoils our whole namaz. And every other aspect also, every sunnah, we can see how important. And the sahaba who died for the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah gave them victory in the whole world. They ruled the world. And now when we don't have value for sunnah, we are being ruled by the kuffar today. It is not a matter of having arms and ammunition, of having wealth and numbers. It is a matter of still holding firm onto deen. How much more we will hold on to deen, and the true deen comes into our lives, we won't have to fight the kuffar. Allah will sort them out. Just like Allah Ta'ala told Musa alayhi salam that you go with the Bani Israel to this to a certain place which was Sham, and which a place of great, great prosperity and great, great wealth, and you go there and you go and fight and enter that place, and Allah promised from before victory is with you, I'm with you, but they refused to go. So Allah will do it. You just go and do what Allah has commanded you, and all what has to be done, the victory, fighting and sorting out the enemy, Allah will arrange all that. You must just have that courage. Allah commanded Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam to slaughter his son. He was prepared to slaughter him. Allah didn't take his son. Allah Ta'ala gave him a ram from Jannah. And in return, Allah made his sunnah alive till the day of Qiyamah. Qurbani will carry on in the whole world. So we have to be prepared to bring the deen in its entirety into our lives. And Allah will give us our victory. Allah will see to all our matters. Today we are all giving preference to our dunya's life. Our house is more important, our clothing, our children, our business. Deen comes last. If it does come on the agenda, it is right at the end. After everything else is sorted out, then if we still have and we feel like, then we'll do something about deen. Whereas it has to be the complete opposite. Dean was supposed to be right on top of the agenda. And that is what we should live and die for. And then Allah takes care of everything else. Now we ourselves, we have to take care of things. And we are always spoilers. We always mess up things. We can never do things as they are supposed to be. The perfectionist is only Allah Ta'ala. He will do things perfectly in our favor. That is the whole Quran Sharif, Hadith Sharif teaches us that. And more than that, historical facts are there. It is clear, as long as the Sahaba and the Muslims stood for deen, Allah gave them great victory, respect, honor, everything Allah gave them. When we started giving preference to dunya, then Allah took away dunya also from us. If you run after a shadow, you will get nothing. You run after the person, you'll get the shadow with him also. So if we run after dunya, we'll get nothing. If we run after deen, dunya will come with it also. And we'll have dunya also, we'll have deen also. So there is a great lesson for us to learn and to understand the ayat in front. We should keep all these lessons in mind. Then we'll understand properly the ayat in front. May Allah give us tawfiq. SubhanAllah.